the message of grace cannot be reduced to sin management.
God does not speak for the fun of it. There's so much power in His word.
The Bible says, in Him, we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace.
Jesus. Pastor Peter, keep on for me. Hallelujah. Somebody is leaving this service a new man. You know, I preached a message years ago, and it was titled Keys to Radical Transformation. How many of you ever listened to that message? Thank you, the old people. That's many years ago. Keys to Radical Transformation. You know, part of it is this intense interface with the glory of God. The day that Saul collided with the prophet Samuel, that same day his life was changed. He said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be captain over his inheritance? How can you explain that? Suddenly, the things he was looking for were found. His father's house, I was looking for, somehow, by some supernatural maneuverings, they were found. What happened? Radical transformation. He went to look for something. Then anointing came upon his head. He left there as the king of the entire nation. Radical transformation. Joseph woke up in the palace, in the prison in the morning. By the same evening, he slept in the palace as the number two man, as the number one man in the nation. Because he told his dad, he said, for the Lord has made me a father unto Pharaoh. Amen. He slept as the number one man of a foreign country. There were three things against Joseph. You know, when Nigerians talk about, Nigeria is hard, they cannot succeed. How do somebody cross the Mediterranean with the risk of drowning? The effort some people have put in running away from this country, if they add it to the works of their hands in this land, they will succeed. The problem is mindset and the posture of their mind, which is actually the mindset. And by the way, a lizard in Nigeria cannot be an alligator in America. Once you go there, you still be a lizard. Until that inner configuration is changed, when you believe... In the first service, I was talking about identity issue. When you believe that, look, this is who you are and whose you are, that's where progress begins. When you locate yourself in scripture, transformation starts. So much effort. Three things were against Joseph. He was a foreigner. He was a slave. Now, a slave is not a houseboy. You know, in the 21st century, you have to explain a lot of biblical terms, okay? A lot of biblical terms. Because like I always say, if you relate with concept in scriptures from an African construct and a Western context, you'll miss a lot of things that the Bible teaches. Okay? So when he says he was a slave, this is not your houseboy that you go to an agency, all right, to ask for. Okay? Or you go to the village to ask for. Those ones have rights. Slaves don't have rights. Slaves were properties that you go to the market and priced. And then sometimes they stand stark naked, especially the men, okay, for work. They just stand and say, how much is this one? They say 30 pieces of silver. I say, Haba, look at this one now. I'll give you 20. Say, Haba, Oga. Now condition, make this is muzzle. He can walk. See, just look at him. Look at his muzzle. Look at it. It's okay. I'll give you 25 pieces of silver. There were properties that were prized in the market. So when you bought a slave, it's yours. It is by your benevolence that you give the slave right, okay, and access to the level that you want. So he was a slave, meaning he had no rights. That's not like human rights. Look how my master is doing to me. We no go grill. We no go. There's nothing like that. Or putting on social media, wicked masters. It doesn't work. You are somebody's property. That means if a guy decided to shoot or to kill his slave, the government had no rights, okay, to do anything to that. I'm just trying to paint the picture of where Joseph was. He was a slave. That was the second thing that was against him. You have Nigerian passport. Eh? You have rights. At least you have some rights. Amen. Praise God. Number three, he was an ex-con. You know ex-con? He was an ex-convict. He was in the dungeon, the king's prison. But you see, when the force of favor and the force of the Abrahamic blessing, begins to walk, it doesn't matter what is against you. When that force moved him from the prison, Marco Prekepa, nobody asked questions. They said, okay, so where are you coming from? So what took you to the prison? Pharaoh did not ask him. That day, he became the prime minister. That day, he got married, amen, to a daughter of a nobleman, Asenath, the daughter of Potiphera, the prince of On, the priest of On. Are you here? Father, we thank you. We give you glory and honor. Whew, we love you. All right, the government of grace. Let's see how far we can go. We have laid certain foundations. Okay, that will encourage you to just go to the e-library and download the messages and listen to them. Listen, hearing the message once is not enough. You know, I was hearing somebody say this about one of the fathers of faith in this country. That in Medilac, as a medical student, there were Kenneth Higgins' message he listened to. I think it was Dr. Tunde Jada, right? That there were Kenneth Higgins' message he listened to 400 times. One message. This is how the fathers got those impartations. Amen. One message. You know, when you are listening to a message, the first thing that comes is revelation. As you listen more, the revelation is multiplied. In fact, as you listen more, certain gifts from the speaker is transferred to you. That's where heavy impartations happens. You can get informed and not receive impartations. But see, when you stay there, the Bible says the two disciples on the way to Emmaus constrained him to stay. Amen. Their hearts were already burning, but that is not the end. There's something about continuing. Is that not what the apostles wrote? He said, whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues daring. And continues daring. Paul puts it so. He said, we all with open face, beholding as in a glass. It means to intently behold. To continuously behold. And continues daring. Not being a forgetful hearer, but the doer of the works. He says, this man shall be blessed in all his deeds. Partial contact with God's word does not generate power. It doesn't. Remember, Amelene was saying something the other day, that there are believers who have never really prayed. Eh? Who have never really prayed. Some stop at the burning face. In fact, there are those that don't even get to the burning face. That's sad. That is sad. There are three phases of prayer. There's the decision phase, okay, where you are just doing, you don't feel like, listen, your body will not always feel like praying. So prayer has to start as a decision, continue as a discipline until it becomes a delight. So you just start, you just say, it's my morning devotion. Whatever happens is not your business. It's 20 minutes I have. Oh God, we thank you. Oh, your mind is going to your colleague in the office, that guy that proposed to you. Do I like him? I'm not sure. Is he really born again? Your mind is flying everywhere. That new car now. Oh, Father, I thank you. My day is blessed. And you're taking the time. You don't even enter the burning face. Eh? And then, okay, you say it's 30 minutes now. I'm fine. I've completed my 30 minutes of devotion. That is not the idea of devotion. You understand? You must approach prayer with the hunger for encounters. You approach the presence of God, approach the word of God with a hunger for encounters. I'm not saying you don't set time, but I say within that time, there must be a desire to touch something. There must be a desire for something to touch you. The same way when you are sitting under the ministry of the word like this, there must be a hunger for an encounter, a hunger for your eyes to be open. So back to what I was saying, there are people who don't even get to the burning phase. It just, everything is normal. Burning face means your heart is dead. You know that fire when you continue in prayer. Some of you felt it while we're praying. And something is already boiling in you. But can I tell you something? That is not even the end. That is not the end. That is not the end. It's called the burning face. The disciples on the way to Emmaus in Luke chapter 24, you see, there's a thing that had born within us. While he spake to us and opened to us the scriptures. That means they were in the burning phase. But guess what? They didn't let him go. The Bible says he did as though he wanted to go. They constrained him to stay. They constrained him. That is that thing that happened when you deliberately put that word before you again. You know, you get blessed by a message in church and you go home and you don't check your notes, you don't download it from the e-library and listen again. Oh, at best is the burning face. But check what happened. The Bible said they constrained him to go with them. And when he went to them, he sat down, he broke bread, and their eyes were opened. That is the revelatory face. That is where power is unleashed. That means their hearts were burning. They still didn't see him. Are you aware? Their hearts were burning while he shared the scriptures with them, while he talked to them, but their eyes were not open. That means you can be in the burning phase of prayer and of hearing the word, yet your eyes are not open. But see, you stay until your eyes are open, because the victory, the dominion, the power is in the opening of the eye. Their messages I've listened to countless times, including some of my messages. Because as a preacher, if you don't listen to yourself, it's not good. It's not good. Hope you understand that. Praise God. You enter the revelation phase. And sometimes as you stay with the material, not just impartation of gifts, entire ministry can be transferred to you. I know where I got my teaching ministry from. It's a man of God. Amen. My insight into scriptures is by staying. And then you notice, so you move from just hearing information to getting revelation to impartation of gifts, and then sometimes the entire ministry is transferred to you. That girl to me says, God is teaching and writing ministry from Kenneth Hagin, and it's obvious. His books have gone around the world like Kenneth Hagin. He said he went for rural posting as a medical student in Accra, in one of the suburbs in Accra. And then he was listening to Kenneth. He went with a Walkman and Kenneth Hagin's book. That's 1989, 88, 89 or so. He said he was listening and listening until something literally left the tape and came upon him. And the Lord spoke to him. He said, from now on, you can teach. You can teach. So this partial contact cannot work. Do you understand? It cannot work. That means your interface with the world has to go beyond Sunday service. This is why, glory to God for technology. The saints of old did not have that privilege. The best they did was to stay with the scroll and read it again, and they stayed. Paul told Timothy, he said, meditate on these things. Give yourself wholly to them, and your profiting will appear to all. That means for your profiting to break out. What they're saying is, the Greek word is phanero. It means to break out to the limelight. He needs to burst forth publicly. And what does he have to do? He said, meditate on these things. Give yourself wholly to them. That means increase your interface with this truth. That's what he's saying. Increase your interface with this truth. Partial contact cannot work. You have to design your life to make contact with the word of God beyond Sunday service. Thank God for technology. You have to take advantage of it. Oh, it's a must. It's compulsory. You know, we're talking about the government of grace. It's compulsory. The third dimension, we're going to talk about it, maybe in third service. Or I still have many things to say. So I'll decide what I'll do after the services today. Amen. Hallelujah. Part of it is that supernatural ability of God upon a man. I call it the legislative expression of grace. It's the ability of the Spirit. That empowerment of the Spirit. The way to bring that thing out at will is what I'm talking about. You see, as pastors, we're not raising fan base. We're raising an army. Do you understand? And it's impossible to raise an army without intensity. Intensity. You can underline that word. Intensity. Anybody who has ever been in the military here or who is in the military here will tell you that there's an intensity in the training. Are we together? There's an intensity. You don't become a soldier by going somewhere once a week and returning home. You go again once a week. It may take you 20 years to be a soldier. What happens is they lock you up. Even short service, they lock you up. Amen. Like 6 months or so until you are brainwashed. Even after brainwashing, there are courses you still have to do. If you want to be a captain, you do some junior course. Amen. Okay, to be a major, to be a lieutenant colonel, you do some courses. Have it together. And those courses are intense. I know some of our brethren in the military, that some of the trainings are that's to move from one rank to the other. Some are 1 year. Okay. Some 2 years. Total immersion. Amen. Total immersion. even though I'm an advocate of that. Because if you can get a believer to understand this concept, you see, our actions are a product of our mindsets. Our actions are direct expressions of our way of thinking. So once you know something and you put necessity on something, you would develop and create attention and opportunity to engage with what you know. Is that true? That's what happens. So once you know that, look, making this thing work is by chronic interface with truth and the spirit. You will sit down to make it work. Glory to God. You will sit down to make it work. Hallelujah. I'm just sharing as the spirit leads. If I can't finish the teaching, I'll teach it in third service. Glory to God. Are we together? Very important. There will always be a difference between a believer who pays attention, who has this chronic interface with the word, and the believer who has partial contact. There will always be a difference. There will always be a difference. And how do we know this difference? When pressure comes. Those who were in the first service, I told you that life will always come to ask you questions. Oh, Jesus was asked those questions. If you are the Son of God, do this, do this. That means life must come to ask you questions. And those questions are questions around who you are and whose you are. Your identity, what you truly believe. Life will come to reveal your convictions from time to time. You can write it down. Life will always come to reveal your convictions, to reveal the persuasions of your heart. You say you're a Christian, you love God. Life will come to reveal your persuasions. Life will come to reveal your convictions. Do you say you believe in the power of prayers? Life will come to reveal it. You say you believe in the power of the joy of the Lord? Life will come to reveal it. You say you believe in the power of the spoken word, life will come to review it. Life will come to review it. And you say your response will largely be dependent on how much interface you have had with the word and the spirit. Because this is how we are built. He says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, which is able to construct you, Kalabaya, which is able to forge you. Forge your spirit. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to give you, build you up, and to give you an inheritance among them which are sanctified. I always like to give as example the disciples in Acts 19. It's amazing. Is there a scripture for us to see? Every time a believer decides, look, oh, there is no other way. You see, the emphasis of this week for the last 2 weeks, from the session we had on Sunday and Tuesday and the conference at Covenant World, oh boy, he's been settling in on these primitive apostolic practices. That means for every Christian, you know, I'm trying to see how I can get the messages out. For every believer who is decisive, I say, look, no more running from pillar to post. I will sit down and practice these primitive practices. You will break out. You will break out. So you now know that's what the problem is. It's not about Mr. Jones promised me, I didn't keep his promise. It's not about, Lord, why are you doing this to me? It's not about, why is this one not happening this way? Why is this happening this way? Mm-mm. You will tell yourself, if you can zero in and sit on these primitive practices, we will break out. Things will change. Things will change. Because it's not about God doing something for you. It's not about God doing something for you. It's about you rising. It's about you rising to give expression to the DNA in your inside. That's what he's saying. It's not about, oh Lord, we're waiting for you. God is also saying, I'm waiting for you. You know, I heard a dear minister say something way over a decade. It changed my life forever. He says, you are waiting for God. You say, the day you rise, you will find out that God has been waiting for you. But God has been waiting for you. So it's not about God when. God, no. It's about digging into scriptures and carrying them and entering into that which is within the veil and carrying our priesthood. That's what happens. Because from there, your rod will bud and bring forth almond. That's what happens. So as a church, I want us to come there. Come there. Well, there is no longer second. You are not second guessing. You are not, okay, you know me, I'm not a pastor. I'm not a prophet. All this thing they are talking about. No. Let's get out of that place. Well, we know that, look, oh, this primitive apostolic practices is for everyone. He said, pray! Everyone in the early church continued daily, continued earnestly, continued rigorously, aggressively. One, in the apostles' doctrine. Two, in fellowship. Three, in breaking of bread. Four, in prayer. In prayer. So when you carry an average Christian in the early church and place them in a place, they do wonders. You remember Stephen? He was a deacon. The Bible says he was a deacon full of faith and the Holy Ghost. And through his hands, signs and wonders were wrought. When he was speaking, his face shone like that of an angel. That is a deacon. In Acts 19, that was what happened. When Paul got them filled with the Holy Ghost, he packed them to the school of Tyrannus. And every day, he taught them. Until the power was so strong, the power was so generated. He says, and God wrought special miracles at the hands of Paul. They would teach and pray, and teach and pray. One of the greatest apostles of faith we know is Smith Wigglesworth in the 20th century. That was his routine. It is said that no 30 minutes passes without him praying, and no 30 minutes passes without him checking his Bible. He says, a young man's dressing is incomplete without a Bible in the pocket. He has a Bible. If you've seen his picture, that's a small pocket Bible. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lester Sumrall went to meet him when it was announced that Hitler was hitting UK and all the foreigners had to leave. And he went to say goodbye. Of course, he prayed for him. But before then, he says, he went to meet this man, this great mentor. He was in his 20s. He was in his 80s, so he was old enough to be his grandfather. And then he said, let's read the word. He will read the Bible. Good old reading. He's not explaining. He reads the Bible for 1 hour. He says, shall we pray? They'll give thanks, speak in tongues for 1 hour. He said, can we read the word? Let's say, what kind of a man is this? In his mind, he told himself, I will not come back here again. He said, can we read the word? They'll read for 1 hour. Read, you just be reading. I said, oh, glory to God. 1 hour. He said, can we pray? They'll pray again for 1 hour. Lester said, when he was on his way out, as he was going, something on his inside was pulling him back to that place. He was in his head, he said he wouldn't come back. But he came back again. That is the root of that primitive apostolic faith. That is why he can follow someone for a funeral. They were burying someone, so he stood there. He said, let's pray for him. They said they are burying it, so let's pray for him. Brought him out of the casket. And he said they should help put him on the wall. He said, in the name of Jesus, walk, leave him. The dead man slided on the wall and fell down dead. He said, carry him up again. In the name of Jesus, walk. Living. The guy slided and fell. Of course, he said, put him up. In the name of Jesus. He says, in the name of Jesus, walk. On the fourth or fifth time, the man staggered from the wall. Now, I'm even saying this for a reason. You see, part of what this protracted interface does is to break you into the logic of God. I taught you during outpouring, right? 2 years ago. It's to break you into the logic of God. Because see, without breaking into that logic, the supernatural will not be logical. And until the supernatural becomes logical, even in your business, personal life, ministry, there's no way it can be a daily experience or a living experience. That's what chronic interface does. Suddenly you have mingled with the logic of God. You are thinking that a business of 50,000 can become 50 million. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's not psyching yourself. You know. That's what it does. It's impossible to break into that supernatural logic without this chronic interface. Why? You have grown with many experiences. Disappointment, negative experience. In fact, you were there when somebody died and some brothers from church came to pray and the person did not wake up. He told you something. Ah, people know they wake up like that. Amen. Do you understand? You saw your parents, they were good people who didn't cheat anybody, but they were poor and broke. So in your head, you are fighting something. Even when you say you are going to prosper, and when you are shouting I'm prosperous, something in your subconscious tells you is not that easy. It's not that easy. It's for some people. It's not that easy. It's for some people. But say chronic interface will scatter that cassette. It will shatter the recording. All those recordings from childhood experiences. Are we together? Or maybe people that have had very bad experiences with relationships. Relationships. It takes the power of God, okay, to break the person out. Your relationship with the guy, it breaks your heart, leaves. Second guy breaks your heart, leaves. Okay, the person is going to think men are wicked. Men are wicked. Or you grew up in the house when your father treated your mother very badly. Over the years, things were being recorded. But see, through this chronic interface, you scatter those cassettes and the word of God becomes logical. Until that happens, they cannot be supernatural as a living, pulsating reality. You can't have it. You can't have it. So this is what this thing does. When you deliberately put yourself on this diet of the world, on this diet of saviors, no partial contact on Sunday. In your car, the message is playing. In your office, a little break. You have earpiece and headset. The earpiece is not for music. Music is good just to sandwich once in a while. But the word of truth, the word of life is plugged into your ears. You are listening. Sometimes when you are sleeping, it's playing. Are you here? No, you cannot watch more movies per week than messages per week. No, it's an error. No, you can't. I'm not saying don't watch movies, but pace yourself now. Okay, I've watched 2 movies. That's 4 hours has gone. Hope you know. A message is average 1 hour. That's 4 messages. Just so that 1 movie equals 2 messages. Do you understand? And messages means when you're watching a movie, do you go around and you are cooking jollof rice and you're basing and watching movies? You settle down. You want to understand the story. The same way when you sit the word, you are trying to understand the story. The story that has been told. Do you understand? So you don't watch movies and then you are doing something. And no, you settle down. That must be the approach to the word. Once in a while, you can be doing something and listening. But the oil inside comes out when you settle.
Yes, sir.
See, some of you that have done this, you can bear me witness. When you sit on God's word by hour 4, hour 5, you start sensing the anointing of God's spirit. You start sensing the anointing of God's spirit. You don't even need to pray so hard. You start, why? The word of God is anointed. He's anointed. You start sensing the anointing of God's spirit. You know that Acts 19, the Bible didn't say that Paul prayed. But teaching every day for 2.5 years, boy, the anointing was stirred. He said special miracles were wrought by the hands of Paul, such that handkerchiefs and aprons taken from him, taken to the sick, heal the sick, and cast out devils. You start sensing the anointing of God's spirit surging through your hands. Calabaya. Oh, there's no greater feeling. You are sensing, you feel lighter. Suddenly the mountains look like molehills. Suddenly the challenges look to disappear. You start feeling the anointing surging through your hands, surging through your head, surging through your face. Suddenly you start hearing yourself speaking in tongues without even planning to. Saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The word of the Lord will start coming out of your mouth. There's something about staying. Oh, that was for. But unfortunately, like I was saying earlier, many Christians don't know what this means. And I don't want you to be part of such Christians. You are supposed to be an example unto believers. You know, God told us years ago that brethren from here will be examples unto believers in word, in truth, in purity, in doctrine, in faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when you start sensing that anointing, you know, it's so beautiful. When you start sensing that anointing, you know, it's time to prophesy. It's time to prophesy. It's time to prophesy. believe in that anointing.
You didn't stir it. You are feeling fire all over you.
That is the anointing. What are you going to do with it? Channel it. Channel it. You start prophesying to your business, to your home, to your wife, to your children. You start prophesying to your brethren. You start speaking words of power. You start speaking high energy laden words. Oh, you start speaking into the future. You say in the name of Jesus, the future belongs to me. Ah, the future belongs to me. Only people sensing the anointing can talk like that. Carnal men can understand it. How could you say the future belongs to you, but the future belongs to me? You are speaking under the anointing. The future belongs to me. The gates of all the nations of the earth are open to me. In the name of Jesus, like a rushing mighty wind, I am breaking upon the nations with the word of the Lord and the anointing of God's Spirit. Under anointing, begin to declare, I will never be small. I will never be weak. I will never be defeated. I will never be a slave in this life. In the name of Jesus, I'm a mountaintop dweller. I'm a mountaintop dweller. I live on the mountain. In the name of Jesus, I see the world from the mountaintop. How could I be defeated? I will never be sick another day in my life. My body functions according to God's word. My body functions by the prescription of the word. In the name of Jesus, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet to the tip of my toes, eternal life is at work in me. Health is at work in me. Life is at work in me. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Oh, I will never be broke another day of my life. I will never be broke another day of my life. You may not have money in your bank account. It makes no difference. Circumstances does not change status. You are declaring, the hand of the Lord is upon me. Oh, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I will never be down. No, I will never be defeated. No, I will never be small. No, I will never complain. I have come with answers. I have come as the answer. I have come as the solution to the problems of this generation. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has set me as his mouthpiece. Oh, I am God's extension on the earth. You are speaking words of life. You are speaking words of life. Under the anointing. So there is a build up to that anointing. Can you see the anointing is beginning to to break out here. Suddenly you are sensing differently. The hand of the Lord is upon me. Yes, I'm a prince of power with God. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The hand, he says, the righteousness of faith speaks on this wise. And I told you, you are the righteousness of faith. Do you understand? He's not talking about written document. You are the righteousness of faith. And he says, the righteousness of faith speaks. The righteousness of faith speaks. Grace speaks. Yes. Lebrunde kapatosa. When you come out like that, you don't, nothing intimidates you. You see, every time you have a situation intimidating you, the problem is not the situation. The problem is you. Is you. Is you. Go somewhere and return. The Bible says Jesus returned higher in the power of the Spirit. Higher. He went somewhere and returned. He went somewhere and returned. Go somewhere and return. It may be one day of taking permission from work, locking up. It may be 2 days. Go somewhere and return. He said Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit unto Galilee, and the fame of him was noise abroad. That means vibes went out concerning him. You will go somewhere and return, and when you return, the mountain will look different. The mountain will look different. Libakaya bakata. You will stay there. Oh, it's not hurting. You will stay there. There's no such thing as me. I cannot pray for 3 hours. Listen, you don't have burdens. Satan, they are not pressing you yet. Aya, he said, for this cause I bow my knees. That means there must be a cause for which you should bow your knees. There must be a cause. There must be a reason. Aya, he said, for this reason I bow my knees. What is your reason? What is your reason?
What do you want to break into? What do you want to solve in that family? What do you want to bring an end to? For this cause, I bow my knees. You will find a reason. Once there's a reason, you bow your knees. Once there's a reason, you bow your knees. It's not about me, I cannot pray. No, once there's a reason. He said, for this cause, I bow my knees. I bow my knees. For this cause, I bow my knees. There's a reason, sir. Some of you comes from families where you know things are not the way they are supposed to. Things have gone wrong for as long as you remember. You want to do professional Christianity? For this cause, I bow my knees. For this cause, I bow my knees. You know your finances, that business is long overdue in breaking to the next phase. And it's many years now. For this cause, I bow my knees. For this cause, I bow my knees. You are not trying to explain. No, it's because you are in Jaws. You are in Jaws. That's the explanation. No? For this cause, I bow my knees. For this reason, I bow my knees. Marco peto lebrebe. Mali kepre. For this cause, I bow my knees. Oh, you will find a reason. David said, is that not the cause? Meaning, is that not a reason? I tell people, I don't believe all this thing. Me, I don't know how to pray. When there's a burden, you will pray. All you need is a story like this. And thank God you already have it. You just need to listen to one of our messages. One. Come for one prayer meeting. Mark, but it will jump on you. You want to do professional, I just do your life. You just pray 1 hour, 30 minutes. Are you joking? It's good every day, but there are seasons where you must find a reason to bow your knees. You go somewhere and return. For this cause, I bow my knees. This is how to change things. When it looks as there's no natural way for this thing to happen, you will go back to these primitive practices. For this cause, I bow my knees. You have a child, he's smoking and drinking, and you are crying. He's 5 years now, he's 10 years now. The rehabilitation you took him to, did he walk? For this cause, I bow my knees. You will tie your wrapper and carry some bottles of water and enter into prayer. Yeah, the Bible says, Anna prayed until the priest thought she was drunk. You will pray. You will be tired though. You will sleep and continue. You will wake up and continue praying. And sleep again and wake up and continue praying. Until the power of God comes upon you. For this cause, I bow my knees. For this cause, I bow my knees. You know, Reverend Barra gave a story at Days of Glory conference. You guys should go and look for the message he preached on all these messages. Amen. Get all the messages. There's a particular one he preached on prayer. When it comes, I'll distribute it around. He talked about the story when he came from a meeting and his daughter was gasping for air. They say it was asthma. Asthma. He said, asthma from where? How did he get to my house? From where? He was so tired. But see, if there is a cause, you buy on it. He said he carried Nadia. He carried her on his shoulder in the evening and prayed till the next morning. And rested, walked again. In the evening again, he carried her on his shoulder and prayed till the next morning. He said on the third day, the power of God came on both of them. That's 6-7 hours prayer every day. He said on the third day, the power came upon the child and upon him. They went to the hospital. The doctor said, it was a wrong diagnosis. They checked. There's no asthma. Till now. For this cause, I bow my knees. You will find a reason. As I'm talking to myself too. You will find a reason. You will find a reason. You will find a reason. And forget this surface thing. No. If there's a reason, you pray. I'm not saying you not get tired. You get tired, sleep now. You wake up and continue. The problem is when people pray 2 hours and they're tired, they want to sleep. Guilt covers that. They say, me, I cannot pray long. No. When you sleep, if I'm from that sleep, you wake up pray. You wake up pray. You tell yourself, it's called waiting on the Lord. It's not about feelings. Lord, I am waiting for you. I am here. You sleep and wake up and continue. You sleep and wake up and continue. For this cause, I bow my knees. Rise to your feet. Are you blessed this morning? Can we pray? The anointing is of you. Can we pray? Ma bela batala bakosa.
Now, if you are here, you can't pray in other tongues. The hand of the Lord will come upon you now. As we pray, the hand of the Lord will come upon you. The hand of the Lord will come upon you. Yes, truly, the hand of the Lord will come upon you.
Shepetola prebekapeto silaka prebekapeto Hentapura peto silaka Shepetola prebekapeto Shepetola prebekapeto sa Manto prebekoto sila Shepetola prebekapeto sa Shele prebekapeto sa Shepetola prebekapeto Mako peto ke prebekapeto Shepetola prebekapeto sa Shepeto ke prebekapeto Make pato ke peto kepa Rapeto capilla capatosa, Shapri Paco Pato, Rapeto la Pripecopo, Shapila Tonska, Manto Palita, Shapri Bacopa, Manto Capatonska, Shapatolapa, Rapeto Capa, Rapetondapa, Shapatolapa, Rapeto Capa, Shapatolapa, Rapatonda, Rapato Capataya. Rapatopa, Shapatonda, Rapatonda, Rakopatolaba, Rakopatokapa, Shapila Copata, Rakopatokapa, Rapatakapatika, Rapalitapa, Rapatopa, Shapatolapa, Rapatila Topa, Ratipata, Rapateka, Palatopa, Shapelata.
San deliver. Rapatola,
Rapatola, Rapatola,
Rapatola, Rapatola, Rapatola,
Rapatola,
Rapatola,
Rapatola,
Rapatola, Rapatola, Rapatola, Rapatola,
Jesus, Lepakusa, Lepakata, Ilotokotokoboto, I give myself to prayers, I give myself in Kata, Iloto, Ilopoto, Ilokopoto, Ilatakataka, Ilakatakatakatakalakatakalabada, also Pokoskoto, Lafrito Patipetis.
Speak in tongues. Just pray. Ibaraba. To the left, who sits on the throne.
The spirit of prayer, the spirit of prayer, the spirit of prayer, the spirit of prayer, the spirit of prayer is resting upon people. The spirit of primitive apostolic Christianity is resting upon people. Shapetola barata, shapetola barata, shapetola barata. All in your rest. The spirit of prayer and supplication. The spirit of primitive apostolic Christianity. Let it rest. Shapatola balata. Oh, Imarama Shaba. To the Lamb who sits on the throne. Let's behold his beauty. He's a beautiful one. Shapela balatai. Lekopotoli batapai. Shapatolaba. It's okay to pray aloud. It's okay to pray aloud. It's okay to jump. It's okay to move your body. It's okay to walk around. It's okay to shout as you pray. Shapatolaba. Repetoba. Rekopata. Eya. For this cause, I bow my knees. Shepatola, Rekopatos, Rekopatola, Repatola, Shepatola, Repatola, Shepatola, Shepatola, Repatos, Zaligabor. Rapatola, Makopata, Rapatolina, Rapilatoma, 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 Rakibala, Sapela, let it rest on us. Yeyapata, Yeyakopa, Yeyapata, Yeyabela, Yeyakiba, for this cause, I bow my knees. I lift your hands, lift your hands. I see the spirit of primitive Christianity, primitive apostolic faith resting on people. I see the spirit of prayer resting on people in the name of Jesus. And that spirit is forging in us true representations of God, true representatives of the Father. Is forging in us spirit living witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus in the different sectors of the world. We are rising by the operations of the Spirit. In power, in glory. We are becoming effective ministers of the New Testament. Raise your hand. Liga Baratonsa. Liga, before we close the service, there are at least five people here. Liga Panda Kepatosa. Shepherd, you have hungered, you have prayed. For some serve, you didn't even pray about it. But by election of grace, that spirit of primitive apostolic Christianity is going to come upon you. It's going to come upon you now like fire from heaven. Makaba, for someone to come upon you, you will shout and fall under the power. For someone to rest upon you, your legs cannot carry you. Shapatolaba, help them. Shapetaka, Shapalatoska, Lipalatonskipalab. Let the spirit of prayer rest on you. Let the spirit of apostolic faith rest on him. In the name of Jesus. In the halls, in the overflows. Online, lepa, teka. Sepetola palatosa. Liga baratosa. Oh, let it rest. Five people. Five people, let it rest. Let it rest. Let me count protocol. Just go around, let me count. Once there are five, you let me know. Lift your hands to the Lamb who sits on the throne. The power will hit you so hard. To the Lamb who sits on the throne. Lift your hands. There are other impartations going on as you lift your hand. You already know that. Shiftings. To the Lamb who sits on the throne. Shall I pray never? Oh, come, let me pray for this lady. I'll release fire on you. The power of God will soon come upon you. Look at me in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There's a man, a young man. The power of God is going to come upon you. It will thrust you into the next phase of your life. Yes, your destiny in God on a count of three. 1, 2, 3. Let the hand of the Lord come upon that young man. Let it come upon that young man. Wherever he is in the overflow in the hall, let it come upon that young man. In the name of Jesus, let that spirit of primitive faith rest upon you now. Yes, yes, yes. Yes! Let it rest. Bring the young man out for me. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God rest on them now. Let it rest. Let it rest strong. Let it rest strong. Let it rest strong. Take, 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 take. Take! Take! Watch out in the overflow. Bring him up to the Lamb who sits on the throne. Malaba, the power of God is on him. Imarama, mapepa patosa, elabarama tunamani. Imarama. Oh, oh, elabarane, imarama. To the Lamb who sits on the throne. There's such an anointing, such a grace. Lift your hands, let me just bless you. If you flows into test service, it's fine. Just lift your hands, let me bless you. Lika pato lepreka potosa. Lika pato, I shift you. Lift your hands. Lika vaka poto. Oh, the power of God shifts. Indeed, it does. Ika patasima latena bakayas. Some of you, the anointing will come upon you. You start laughing in the spirit. There's about to be an outbreak in the next 3 minutes. I didn't plan it. An outbreak. Some, you will laugh. You will break out into laughter. Somebody will just start running. Somebody will just start screaming. Some will just start dancing. They are manifestations of the spirit. And through these manifestations of the spirit, our results have come. Our next levels have come. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Oh, Rabbi, I rupture the cloud over this place. Let her outpost at the count of three. Let her outpost producing all kinds of manifestations. Laughter, jumping, runnings. You can stand. You can catch people if they are running to hit something. But listen, the power of God is about to break out here. And you see, those manifestations, like I said, are a sign from the Spirit for a new season that we are broken into. Are you ready? 1, 2. Shapatola barabaka pataladiaka. Shapa, aha, 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 aha. 3. Shapatola ba. Take. take. Ahead. That's right. You can see her jumping and running. You can see. Help her. Help that lady. La copa tiscapa. You see some laughing. Bacapatosa. Shepetoba. I'm seeing bodies lifted. I'm seeing yokes destroyed. Help that lady close to that suit. Help that young man. Carry him. Bring him. Out of your belly. Bring him. Rivers. Yes. Rivers. Let the rivers begin to flow. Ayepata. Just stand on him. The power of God is on him. Just stand across him. Shepetola brinda kapa. There are many people out there. You can't bring everybody in. We have to close second service. Just keep them under the power where they are. Hey! Malakepatos! We are breaking into things, though. This is what happens when there is visitation. You will live here a new man. You will live here. You will enter into new experiences. Am I talking to someone? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak by the Spirit. From this service, as you step out, you are stepping into a new experience. Financially, you are stepping into a new experience. In your walk with God, you are stepping into a new experience. In your walk of faith, you are stepping into a new experience. In ministry and career, you are stepping into a new experience. In the name of Jesus. Listen, lift your hands. In your prayer life, this is for everyone here. I speak by the Spirit. Mark my words. In this service, you have stepped into a new experience. From now on, in your prayer time, you'll be having alarming encounters of the God kind. Alarming encounters of the God kind. In the name of Jesus. If you are sick in your body, the hand of the Lord is upon you. That AS is turned to AA. That SS you have been believing God for has turned to AA. I say that SS has turned to AA. In the name of Jesus, that AS has turned to AA. In the name of Jesus, it has turned. It has turned. The power of the Spirit has worked on your genetics. Has worked on your genetics. You will come crying and say, Pastor, is AA. Or from SS, you say, Pastor, is AA or AS. Whichever you want. AS should not stop you from marrying. With the power of God, no. Kai. Father, we thank you. The power of God re-engineers DNAs. Give me another one. Re-engineers DNAs. Thank you. Lepetus abracapoto. The power of God is on us. Just close your eyes in 3 minutes and just drink this thing in. Elion, you are God Most High. Alapena, just drink. You are Jesus Christ. Ayapena. Elion, Israel. Just drink it where you are. Oh, Elion. Ayapalakabaya. You are God Most High. Sema Pelatabaya. You are Jesus Christ. Oh, Elion, Israel. Just drink it. Elion, God Most High. Yeah, you are Jesus Christ. Yeah, Elion, Israel. Sing Elion, Elion, God Most High. God Most High, you are Jesus Christ. Yeah. I see mighty testimonies break out from here. Don't forget to share your testimonies with me. I would like to hear them. Give the Lord a shout of praise.
We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.